See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
Hello, and welcome to Newfoundland here on Sheena's Jungle Room, part of WFMU Freeform Radio. Tonight's theme is release. My friend Jacob texted earlier to make sure I was okay because the theme of the last few shows has been de-stressing. And it doesn't take an Einstein to figure out that it's been a stressful few weeks and continues to be both ambiently and personally stressful. And so even if you're not in a place to celebrate, together we're manifesting big changes, powerful metamorphoses, effortless, painless transitions for everyone, everywhere. But working at a school, there is a guaranteed release, for sure, and that's summer. And regardless of what's going on in the world, sometimes that little silo can be really useful because you have no choice but to relax when June 10th rolls around. So here we are, school's out. Celebrate this hour of wonderful heavy music with me. Thank you.
Thank you.
What an incredible half hour. I know I'm feeling much better. I hope you are too. We ended that set with South Africa's Heshu Beshu group, literally coming out strong, with Emek Haya from Armitage Road, which has a wonderful cover that puns on Abbey Road, if you like visual puns. My cat's here. She might make a cameo. Lamont Johnson before that with Mbasa from the wonderful funky mind-blowing sun, moon, and stars. Bayard Lancaster before that with Dogtown. There's a piano version on an earlier album. This is one from Funny Funky Rib Crib, which is exactly as its name states. All of those things and more. Frank Williams and the Rocketeers with Show Me What You Got from Eccentric Soul, The Outskirts of Deep City. And we started the set off with one of my perennial summer favorites, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Bad Tune, from their self-titled album. I very nearly paused this show to do Brian Wilson retrospective. But I think there are more qualified Beach Boys fans, perhaps, than I. I'm very much into the hits. Not that I don't like a secret track or two, but I'm a big, big fan. I grieved in the weight room of the YWCA today. I just wanted to share, as I think many of you, I first encountered the Beach Boys as a little kid, and the first song that I knew and really loved by them was Sloop John B. And I was only 9 years old, and I was like, wow, this is the worst trip I've ever been on. That song really unlocked something in me, which might facetiously be described as depression, but more complexly, I think, is the discomfiture of being not quite at peace with this world, and that being actually like a beautiful, wonderful place to be. So I'm not playing any Beach Boys tonight. I am, and we are, lighting a candle for both the painless ascendance of Brian Wilson and Sly Stone. Again, two of my biggest touchstones when I was first getting into music passed in 1 week. I would say it's sad, but it's sad for us. It's fine for them. And I'm sure they're already angels. So, R.I.P. Stay tuned for another wonderful, energetic half hour. Thank you.
Tolani re you Tolani 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 re you
Tolani
o sama lo abi o po lo mi rin
Tolani
are wa obirin ni Tolani mi o
Tolani
o ma lo abi ni Tolani mi o
Tolani
o ma lo abi ni Tolani mi o
Tolani
o Tolani 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 re you
Tolani
Tolani Tolani Tolani Tolani Tolani re you O sama lo abi o po lo mi rin
Tolani
are wa obirin ni Tolani mi o
Tolani
o ma lo abi ni Tolani mi o
Tolani
o ma to ga du ni Tolani mi o
Tolani
Tolani Tolani Tolani Tolani Tolani re you
Tolani
Tolani Tolani Tolani Tolani Tolani re you
Tolani
Tolani Tolani Tolani Tolani re you
Tolani
Tolani Tolani Tolani Tolani Tolani re you
Tolani
Baba ni babanje eh bata kidi e fori sole baba ni babanje baba ni babanje eh bata kidi e fori sole baba ni babanje Eniyan la so mi bi mo ba wa yin bi mo ra so mi eniyan la so mi Tolani 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 re you
Tolani
Tolani Tolani Tolani Tolani Tolani re you
Tolani
o sama lo abi o po lo mi rin
Tolani
are wa obirin ni Tolani mi o
Tolani
o ma lo abi ni Tolani mi o
Tolani
o ma to ga du ni Tolani mi o
Tolani
Tolani Tolani Tolani Tolani Tolani re you
Tolani
Tolani Tolani Tolani Tolani re you Tolani 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 re you
Tolani
Tolani Tolani Tolani Tolani re you
Tolani
Tolani Tolani Tolani Tolani re you
Tolani
very nearly out of time, so I'm going to do some back announcing. This is Solomoni Lori's Tolani from his album African High Life, preceded by Sunshine Sisters of Africa with the wonderful How Did You Wake Up This Morning, ripped from YouTube, No Regrets, but originally from their album Africa. Let me know if you can find it. I cannot. Deborah and the Puerto Ricans, no problems with that band name. Side A, Side B side from the compilation Tribal Rights, featuring, if you can't hear it, members of the Flying Lizards there. Al Rose Trio with Drum Talk, collected on their album It's All Here. Wonderful to hear drums talking anytime I see drum dialogue, drum talk. I know I'm eavesdropping on the best conversation I've ever heard and can understand. Climax from Bolivia before that with Prana Energia Vital from Gusano Mecanico, translated as Mechanical Worm. And we started the set off with the wonderful Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers from the soundtrack of Les Liaisons Dangereuses. That was No A Problema. Wonderful, funky half hour. Brian Wilson just texted, and he's been in heaven for a few hours now. He says it's wonderful, groovy. He hopes to see you there. Talk to you same time next week. Until then, stay tuned for the fabulous Burbujas.
Hopped right back into bed that night. I dreamt all night, mostly about his radio and his friend, the Pied Piper. Piper must have been joking, he said. There's nothing but Bach on this radio. I'm gonna throw it back up in the attic for good. This, he said, disbelieving the young prince so loud that two of his brothers overheard him. The next day, those two brothers took the radio from the attic and turned it on. There it was. The music had to have been from the Pied Piper himself. Dancing and screaming with joy. But their friend's sister was playing too loud and their mother heard it. What are you doing there? What is that you're listening to? Give me that radio at once, she said. A few days later, the king and queen of the castle were invited to a ball. As they were leaving that evening, the queen said to the young prince, who was the eldest of the children, "Take care of the other ones tonight, and don't try to find that radio. We have it hidden away. We'll be home by midnight. Remember what we said." And then she said goodbye. Mother left. The party had begun. The children looked everywhere, high and low, checking to see if they could find that transistor radio. They couldn't find it. They couldn't find it. They looked upstairs and downstairs, all through the castle, and finally, all of a sudden, they heard a sound. What is that sound? Is it possible? Could it be the Pied Piper himself coming out of the magic transistor radio? Or was it just the wind whistling by the castle window? No one knows if the mysterious Pied Piper of night was the one who came back to visit the princes and princesses again. But if you have a transistor radio, lights are all on.